I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the 25th installment of Super Bowl Haiku. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
Apparently, within minutes of the final whistle in last weekend's AFC Championship game, resale ticket prices for Super Bowl 53 began to fall. That's not really how that's supposed to happen, right?
No, it's not. And it's got the ticket resale industry all aflutter. The fall in ticket prices being attributed by some people to the fact that the Patriots have just been there too much.
Yeah.
And that the Patriots fans don't care anymore.
Well, tickets are selling $500 to $1,000 lower than they were this time last year, which sounds like quite a bargain until you realize that you're still paying somewhere between $3,500 and $15,000
exactly.
for a seat.
Exactly. The ticket prices are reductions only to those people who will notice a $1,000 reduction in their ticket price.
And say, wow.
As opposed to the rest of us who would say, I'm not paying $1,000 for anything.
Well, never fear, Charlie, because even though buying that ticket might empty your pockets, you can probably buy a hot dog and a soda with your spare change,
you
right?
You can. It's the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. They're known, by the way, for their moderate mm-hmm. concession prices anyway. Yeah, they're talking about $5 beers and $2 hot dogs. Now, see, you have no respect for the $2 hot dog.
I have no respect for the $2. I do not want the $2 hot dog.
See, that's the problem with people of your generation. You don't recognize. I mean, there are those of us who remember when every hot dog was $2.
According to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Rams bandwagon is growing. Well, it could hardly be shrinking, right?
Yeah, they lost a lot of fans in Los Angeles when they moved to St. Louis, and then lost a lot of fans in St. Louis when they moved back to Los Angeles. And Los Angeles wasn't really ready for them anyway. But, you know, it seems like they're catching on a little bit. Certainly making the Super Bowl helps. And having the young charismatic coach and the young charismatic quarterback.
According to the NFL, Charlie, concussions were down 23.8% this season. One way to interpret that number would be to suggest that the league's attempts to make the game safer are working, right?
I think the attempts to make the game safer are working. I think there's a top end to that, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you cannot make American football safe in any reasonable definition of the term because of the nature of the athletes and the size of the athletes and the intensity of the collisions. If these figures are true, that's a good thing. I mean, 23% is a lot. That's who knows how many cognitive years for some players.
It also could just be a fluke. I mean, the league is saying, see, our new safety measures worked, but we have to remember we're coming off a record high number of concussions in 2017, which the league just said was a statistical anomaly.
Yeah, so you've got two statistical anomalies, so I guess next year's the tiebreaker.
Charlie, it is time. Nay, it is way, way, way past time for us to discuss the dominance of Houston Rockets star James Harden. What did he do? Have a good game? Maybe
He's
two?
The only player in NBA history other than Wilt Chamberlain who scored 30 points in 20 consecutive games. He has been insane over the past month. My favorite stat of all is that he would lead the league in scoring even if you didn't count free throws.
Well, his last 10 games are 38 points, 32 points, 42 points, 43, 38, 57, 58, 48, 37, and 61. Gee, that 32-point game was a real stinker.
I was going to say, who was the team that held him to 32? They should throw him a parade.
Mariano Rivera is headed to the Hall of Fame. I don't think that's any big surprise, but did the fact that he's the first player to be unanimously elected surprise you?
It surprised me and delighted me because we're not going to have this stupid argument anymore, ever. Babe Ruth wasn't a unanimous decision. How come X, Y, and Z are unanimous? I hope everybody's a unanimous choice from now on, except Curt Schilling.
Well, one school of thought suggests, and I'm totally paraphrasing here, that it's not that Rivera was so much better than all the non-unanimous picks that came before him. It's just that the social media era has made it much harder for baseball writers to get away with being absolute petty jerks.
Exactly right. It takes a lot more effort to be an absolute petty jerk than it used to be. And the idea that this is some major leap that every voter thought Mariano Rivera deserved to be there and voted accordingly is a measure of just how hidebound the whole process was.
And finally, Charlie, there has been much speculation about where baseball free agent Bryce Harper will end up next year, but it has all been revealed. Explain, please.
Anyone who's watched the evolution of Tony Romo into a national phenomenon because of his ability to call plays before they happen, which was demonstrated quite clearly in the final drive that won the AFC for the New England Patriots last week, knows that he's now America's most prominent clairvoyant. So Bryce Harper, on the electric Twitter machine, which knows all and sees all, said he called Tony Romo to find out where he was going to play next year. Romo tweeted him back that it's going to be the Rangers, and now the Texas Rangers are under all kinds of pressure to sign Bryce Harper.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated from time to time, and he joins us each week here on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.
Super Bowl haiku submissions have been streaming in, like this one from listener Mark LeHound.
SB53. It seems as if Tom Brady played in all of them?
Submit your entry by Monday for your chance to be included in Super Bowl Haiku 25. Go to onlyagame.org or email us at oag@wbur.org.